Welcome to Confessions of a Homesteading Mama. I am your host, Tasha Brown, and today I'm going to do a quick podcast on sourdough starter, and just a little bit ins and outs. I'm not going to get into the science of it. I'm going to keep it pretty simple, and we'll dig in right after this brief message. So, as I stated in the first little short intro, I'm not going to get into the scientifics of the sourdough. One, because if you're like me, that stuff kind of bores you. And I'm going to like to keep this simple. Also, too, the scientifics of it is all over the internet. It's basically your flour, your water, and an active beneficial bacteria that creates your starter. So, with all that said, let's dig in. Sourdough starter, or sourdough in general, is just basically fermented grains or flour. And as we know, ferments will equal easier digestion and probiotics. And we could all use a little more probiotic in our diet if you're asking me. Depending on how much you use your starter and how much sourdough you consume will depend on how little or how much it will benefit you in the sense of easier digestion of grains, the probiotics, yada yada on that. I'm going to start with feeding it and how you actually start a starter. So, a starter can be as simple as or complicated as you can be. There's many recipes out there on the internet. One of the simplest that I have found and I have seen and recommend used over the years is simple, flour, water. You need flour of choice. We use Winona flour. We've used whole wheat flour. We've used cassava flour. It all works the same. It's all, your end result will be a bit different, but we use this because we get it from a local Amish bulk store. We love the flour. It doesn't cause styes in my daughter's eyes, which most other flours do. And that's just what we use. Your water cannot be tap water unless you have a filter on your house. You don't want tap water. You want distilled, purified water to use with your starter. It's as simple as equal parts flour water. So days 1 through 3, you just feed your starter. So on day 1, 1/4 cup flour, 1/4 cup water. Day 2, 1/4 cup flour, 1/4 cup water. You can do less, you can do more. The first 3 days, you don't take anything from your starter. And then starting day 4 or 5, when you see some activity really starting in, you can start removing up to half. And then you will feed it as normal. Now, you can use that sourdough discard for other stuff, so do not throw it away. Depending on how much you plan to use it will determine how much your starter you're going to keep. For my family, we keep at least 1/4 to 1/2 gallon size jar on my counter year round. During the summer, though, I will probably turn it and put it in the fridge because my house gets a little warm for the starter. So I'll just pull it out when I need it, let it warm up, and feed it. But for the most part, we keep it on the counter. And I use 1/2 gallon or 1/4 size jar for my starter. I know people that use a pint jar, they use old pickle jars, a quality glass jar with like a cheesecloth over the top, or the jar lid cracked just a little bit so it can breathe. 3 tablespoons flour and water each time. You can feed a little more, you can feed a little less, but your quantities need to be the same or about the same every time. If you remove it, like I said, keep that set aside. Do not get rid of the discard because it can be used in many things. In the way, you know, some people say having a sourdough starter is kind of like having a baby. Because you've got to babysit it. You've got to watch it. You might see a little bit of liquid on the top. That means your starter's hungry. And you feed it. That's simple. Take a little, mix it up, take a little out. Or don't. You don't have to. Some days I don't take any out, I just feed it because I know I'm going to have a big bake day coming up. So I want the extra starter so I can split it among many things. The consistency we aim for on this starter is like a thick pancake batter. Not clumpy, not so thick you have to, it's hard to stir it, but also not runny. The consistency isn't really as much important as how much bubbles or activity you have in it. A little thinner or thicker is just fine. You'll figure out what works for you. As I've already stated, we do keep it on the counter because I use it almost daily, if not at least a few times a week. And I just feed it when it's on the counter and I save my starter. So if I'm making bread, I can have extra sourdough starter in it. You don't have to. That's just something I do. If stored in the fridge, you do want it room temperature before you feed it. The fun comes, you know, once your starter's active. Sourdough starter is used for far more than just bread. From desserts to breads, you can make so much from your starter. A few of my family favorites will be cheesy crackers. They taste just like Cheez-Its without all the extra additives. Cinnamon rolls, biscuits, bread, rolls, tortillas is a big favorite. English muffins. So, how to tell your starter is ready to use is when it starts doubling in size after you feed it. An easy way to keep track of your level for your sourdough starter is put a rubber band at the level of when you feed it. If you feed it and you notice it's growing, that's great. It's becoming active. It's doing good. The rubber band just is kind of like a pinpoint, a home zone. You know where you're bringing it to, where it's at once you feed it. They're really simple to keep. With all that said, typically a traditional sourdough is risen, for 12 to 36 hours. If you want a quicker rise, you can add a little bit of dry active yeast to your mix, to your bread mix or your bagels or whatever you're choosing to make with your starter. This will just speed up your process. And you can still do a 3 to 6 hour minimum rise. You just won't get as much sour flavor. You won't get maybe as much rise, which is fine. Just do you, what works for you. It all, everyone does it their own way. We have found, you know, one thing with a sourdough starter is a newer starter is not going to have as much sour flavor as a starter that's 2, 3 months, a year plus old. I know a lady that has had a sourdough starter for 18 years. Talk about amazing. She uses it. It's, you know, has some of the best flavor you're going to get with a traditional sourdough. That's just some small in and outs on the sourdough starter, what I do, and some uses. I don't tend to share my recipes, but if you ask, I may have a couple I can share with you. Just feel free to message if you have any questions. And thank you for listening. Have a blessed day.